Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast. Mr.
Sandman, you get the idea? Bring me
a dream. It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic beam.
Oh, here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a
Here's David Hollander.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse. Wow, what another week, huh? 1,000 points up, 1,000 points down, 1,000 points up, 900 points down. Wow. Good morning. I'm David Hollander. And yes, you hear the Sandman jingle. That's because people around here, yep, they call me the Sandman. And that's because I help people sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal. But lately, it's been the financial questions that have been keeping people up late at night. And we've been doing a lot of discussions, let's say, a lot of talking to each other, which is wonderful, because that's why I'm here, and I enjoy it so much. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. We are answering questions like this every single week right here on KMBR. This is, after all, the Protect Your Assets show, and if you want to protect your assets, then this is the place to be. And that's because I am an attorney and I'm a financial advisor. And we're live right now here in the studio today down in downtown Oakland, California. It's a gray day. I understand there's supposed to be some rain. There's apparently this cruise ship outside the Golden Gate. And it just continues on, doesn't it? I mean, it's kind of like a Hollywood movie in a lot of respects that we're living right now, isn't it? I mean, it's just kind of interesting. And I know people are getting frustrated and they're scared. And that's, you know, let me ask you something. If markets weren't doing this right now, I think we should be more scared, honestly, because markets are doing what they're supposed to do when there's uncertainty, when you don't know what the future is, when you certainly don't know when this will possibly end, meaning the coronavirus, will that end? Right? I mean, this is what markets are supposed to do. And if you go back and look at history, they go up, they go down. And certainly when there's uncertainty, they go down. So I'm expecting, I'll get this in a minute with the market and so forth, but I'm expecting a positive future. That's how I look at things. Even though it's gray outside, even though it's rainy, even though I can't get an N95 mask for less than $90, guess what? I'm positive, and you should be too. Well, anyhow, the number to call if you have a question, 808-5627. That's so inappropriate. 808-KNBR. Or if you don't want to be on the air, then you can always tweet a question. In fact, I love these during the week. When something's going on, like Biden's success on Super Tuesday, congratulations, you can tweet us. Ask us, what do you think about this? At PYA Radio. That's the address at Twitter, at PYA Radio. So Super Tuesday was pretty exciting for the stock market. On Wednesday, the Dow was up 1,171 points. And that was on the news that Joe Biden had won. And several other candidates like Michael Bloomberg had dropped out. But you should be concerned about the upcoming presidential election. And how is it going to impact your investments or your retirement? These are questions that you're probably thinking about right now. And although we're in the midst of the coronavirus and what it means ultimately, consider this. The election is just about 8 months away. And you bet a lot's going to happen between then and now. So right now, it's a great time to get prepared. If you care about your money, then you should put today's show at the very top of your priority list as we rank the best and the worst presidents for the stock market. And what do election years mean to you? Well, if you're looking for answers to what you should be doing right now with your accounts, then you really can't afford to miss this show today. So you're going to want to stick around. Now, let's get started. Who do you think was the worst president of all time for the stock market? Was it a Republican or a Democrat? Guys? Okay, I heard Republican. You're right. The worst president was President Hoover. He was a Republican, and he served from March 4th, 1929 through March 4th, 1933. Poor guy. The average market performance for President Hoover's term, average annualized performance, was down 30.8% per year. So, poor guy, last place, and it belongs to him, obviously, because he took over right as the great stock market crash happened. Now, what's so interesting about that is he caused a lot of it. Even though it was rotten luck and he stepped in at the wrong time, I don't feel too bad for him because you may remember we did a show a while back about tariffs. And you may remember the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act, which he was a proponent of and signed and pushed through. And that did it. That literally put us into the Great Depression. And he had thousands of economists telling him, don't do that. But he did it anyway. So, you know what? I don't feel too sorry for that guy, but he was a Republican.
Whammy!
Next, in second to last place, this actually surprised me. I couldn't believe this. Who do you think is second to last? George W. Another Republican. Yeah. So George W.'s market performance, annualized losses of negative 5.6%. Poor W. had the misfortune of taking office just as the dot-com boom, remember that, of the 90s went bust. And shortly before we had September 11th. The terror attacks helped to push the economy deeper into a recession. And if that wasn't bad enough, then the 2008 mortgage and banking crisis happened at the end of his tail presidency. So he was sandwiched right between two of the worst bear markets that we've seen in U.S. history. And I had the pleasure of working through both of those. And we did. Well, I can't get into that. Anyway, there were some good years, by the way. Stocks rallied from 2003 to the peak in 2007, and that surpassed the Clinton-era dot-com highs. But as you remember, all those got slashed when we had that pullback there in 2008. And a lot of people attribute a lot of what W. did and how he got the markets to rally back was from tax and regulatory reforms. Does that sound familiar? Next in line goes to the Democrats. We had President Grover Cleveland. And what I find interesting about this is most of the poorer performing presidents had their share of mistakes that helped contribute to the lousy market returns of their presidency. Think about this. While W was in office, we had the mortgage crisis, right? And that whole pandemic that was built up through the banks and letting people buy houses that they couldn't really afford and all of that. Well, who was the boss at that time? Cleveland, on the other hand, he was just unlucky. So he was president between 1893 and 1897. And by any historical account, he was a responsible president who ran an honest and fiscally sound administration that believed in free trade and sound money policies. He was respected by the voters and the peers in Washington. Imagine that. Can you imagine if we had respect across the board for who's running the country? I mean, I can't even imagine that. I'm just so now torn by CNN and Fox. It's just like, what do you want to hear today? So, but then get this, the panic of 1893 hit the banking system, and that led to a deep depression. And the fallout was so bad, it actually led to a grassroots revolt and a total realignment of, get this, the Democratic Party. So, according to CFR research, this is what a good question is right now. Is a Democrat or a Republican better for the stock market? We have you know, arguably the three worst markets, and you've got one Dem and two Republicans. And so you might say, well, maybe Democrats better. But according to CFRA research, get this, this is interesting. The stock market typically rises in an election year. And it doesn't matter, according to them, which party claims the presidency. Overall, the S&P 500 has made gains in 78% of election years, and the average gain is around 6%, no matter which party holds office. And this has been the case since World War II. If you want to add to that, when a Republican is seeking a second term, the S&P 500 has gained 6.6% on average since 1945. So step back a minute, will you? And look at where the S&P 500 is year to date and say to yourself, well, if there's a greater than 78% probability of a positive finish for the year, what should I do right now? Because that is the elephant in the room, isn't it? What is the effect of the coronavirus going to be on businesses around the world? Well, if that's any indication of the past, I want you to think about something for a moment, because shocks are normal. We had something like this with September 11th. We had the invasion of Kuwait in 1990. You had the attack on Pearl Harbor in World War II. And even those events that affected markets like what we're going through right now, the range of time that it took to get back was between 31 days and 308 days. And so if we have about 8 months to go till we have an election, and statistically the numbers look positive overall, and I know it's impossible. I mean, look, we can't predict what markets are going to do next week or the week after that or in the future. But if you understand your portfolio, and I'm talking about you right now, I'm talking to you, then you should be in a better place. Because right now, most of the people that I'm speaking with have no idea what they're doing. In fact, that's why they're worried, because they're either at or near retirement and they're looking at their investments and they're saying, how is that going to pay me a check every month for the rest of my life when it's moving up and down so much? I don't understand that. It's scary when I lose $100,000 in a week. Coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where they say that Bill Clinton was a good president according to the stock market. Is that right? And if so, how does he measure up against other presidents? You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. We'll be right back.
Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to pyaevents.com and reserve your seat today. That's pyaevents.com and sign up or join the wait list today. pyaevents.com.
I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the hall of the Mountain King. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind.
Planning for retirement today can be like a gigantic roller coaster you've never been on before. And right after that kid straps you into your seat and says you're good to go, you notice they forgot to tie their own shoes. Well,
It could be a bumpy ride. But don't white-knuckle your retirement planning. Call 866-PROTECT and let David Hollander help you throw your hands in the air like you just don't care. Enjoy the rest of the ride. Call 866-PROTECT and speak to the Protect Your Assets team today. That's 1-866-PROTECT.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets. The stock market has been volatile, no doubt about it. And I wanted to play this song for you this morning so you could relax, because it's going to be okay. Super Tuesday is behind us now, and the Democratic Party narrowed their candidates down to two. And the question now is, who's better for the market, a Democrat or a Republican, and how will their presidency affect your retirement this year? Are we headed for a bear market and a recession? Well, let's look at history and see if we can learn something. It's time for our fan favorite part of the show, our They Say segment.
They Say.
Are you kidding me?
Where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Can you give me an example of what you're talking about?
I sure can. I heard this week. Bill Clinton. Apparently, they say that Bill Clinton, amid all of his scandalous behavior, was a good president, according to the stock market. Is that true? Well, let's see how he measures up against other presidents, shall we? Actually, if we ignore some of Clinton's character flaws, the stock market, which turned into a dot-com bubble, you may remember, did very well, actually. The number two spot goes to President Clinton, who presided over one of the largest booms in American history for the stock market. You may remember the dot-com boom. Remember that? Anything with a dot-com behind it made money. It was just the way it was. And some people say it's lucky, good timing, but to his credit, Clinton was considered one of the more business-friendly presidents by modern standards, particularly during the final 6 years of his presidency. He was smart enough to embrace technology rather than try and stifle it. And the 90s were an exciting time. Remember, communism was finally discredited after the fall of the USSR, the U.S. emerged as the world's only economic and political superpower. And we had the emergence of the internet and a new breed of technology companies that created prosperity and reshaped the global economy. Certainly reshaped the Bay Area, obviously. But get this, the S&P 500 soared 210% during Clinton's 8 years, and the annualized return was 15.2%. So that means the Democrats can take credit for that one. But what you need to start paying attention to is where the market's going to stand right now. Because right now we know they're volatile. Right now we know the market's trying to figure itself out. It wants to know where it's going to go. But there's another statistical fact we need to look at, and that's 3 months prior to an election. Didn't know this. The period 3 months prior to the election, which would put us into August. Remember, I was talking about May. I've been talking about May for weeks. May 1st is what I'm throwing out there right now. But August, since 1928, an S&P 500 in the green 3 months before the vote has typically meant a win for the party holding the presidency. And if the index is down, that means a loss. So as you go through the next couple months, start to question, what are you hearing? What station are you listening to? And why? It's fascinating history, isn't it? It just tends to clear things up a little bit, because after all, Custer did learn, didn't he? That's held true, forget this, 20 of the last 23 presidential elections. And that includes all five this century. Republicans came out on top in each of the three exceptions, by the way. So statistically, if you're a numbers person, these are some pretty impressive odds. And for all years since 1945, get this, the S&P 500 has moved higher 71% of the time with an average gain around 9%, again, according to CFRA during this time period. That's incredible. So remember, past performance is no guarantee of future results. But how are you positioning yourself right now? How are you dealing with this? I know there's a lot to stay on top of financially, because this is not your job. This is not what you do. But you have to think about how has your portfolio reacted during this time. If it's scaring you, if you're seeing things that you don't know why they're happening, then that's a sign. That's a sign that things aren't right for you, because you're different and you have expectations and you want to do things in your life, I'm sure. So the question is your portfolio built right now for you? We don't have to make it complex or confusing. We can make it simple, but you have to take action. I want to tell you a little story about a guy named Tom. Tom was listening to our show several months ago. He's been a listener for like 6 or 7 years. Tom finally picked up the phone and he called us, and he came in and he did the portfolio MRI, and it showed him that he was running at a 99. Now, 100 is the most risky you can possibly go. The S&P 500 is a 72 on our scale, by the way. He was at a 99. Well, he did like so many other people have done, and he took the little MRI test, which we have. We can perform it right here with you. And we did it, and he came out at a 30 in terms of how he felt. 30. So he, in his mind, he was a 30. But his stuff was a 99. And we just looked at each other and it was like, wow, I had no idea that I was taking all this risk. Now, let me add more to this story. Tom wanted to retire in May this year. In fact, he had already given his notice before he came in here. And I'm not making light of this. This is true. And Tom said, what am I going to do to make sure that when May rolls around, I can walk away and I can feel confident about this? Happy birthdays. Want to wish a happy birthday to Cynthia Dial, Sandy Sheldon, Susan Masker, Jerry Race, Susan Rullis, Maggie Gastic, and Chris Palestrini. Hope you all have a great birthday. And now it's time to get back into election years. We are in one right now. And if past presidents have anything to show us what happened in election years and how the markets have performed, well, let's start with President Trump, shall we? He has reached the 1,000-day mark of his presidency, and the Trump rally places him in the top half of presidents based on market performance with annualized returns through February 14th, yes, it's a magic date, of 10.6%. But these past 2 weeks certainly could unwind some of that. But the question is, are we in a 20-year bull market right now? It's a very good question. And this has been one of the most expansive markets that we've seen in history since the 90s tech bubble. But who knows? The economy still looks strong. And this past week, we had more good economic data. And presidential election years have been green, if you go back and listen to the statistics we talked about earlier. So that all that seems to have a positive effect on it. And that's where I'm super positive today. Be positive, after all. So if the bull does keep running, well, you can expect to hear about it on Twitter, that's for sure. So the number one president for the stock market, Republican or Democrat, what do you think? Democrat. Well, it was Republican. And the prison was Calvin Coolidge. Calvin Coolidge ran between 1923. He actually was president from August 2nd and March 4th, 1929. Annualized performance, positive, 26.1% per year. Now, of course, President Coolidge presided over the boom years of the Roaring 20s. Coolidge was a hero among small government conservatives for his modest, hands-off approach to government and business. And this is what he quoted. He said, "After all, the chief business of the American people is business. They are profoundly concerned with producing, buying, selling, investing, and prospering in the world." And it was true then, and you could argue it is true now. And some of this rhetoric, you could argue, is being said again. And is that a positive for the market? Well, look at history. Look at the future. If our economy is doing as well it is, and it continues to do as well it is, and from the statistics and the numbers that we're seeing, we've got a pretty good head of steam going here. And the steam could push us through. In fact, I expect it to. I expect positive markets. And I expect us to get through this, and I expect positiveness. So I'd like you to do this now, if you would. I want you to sit back and take a deep breath through your nose and exhale through your mouth and just relax. And picture a day when you don't have to worry about the stock market, coronavirus, or taxes anymore. Picture a day when you're on a warm tropical island. You're staring out over the perfectly manicured green, and just behind that is a beautiful blue Pacific. And suddenly your best friend says, "Hey, man, thanks for making this happen." Picture a day when you can relax and travel and do all the things that you always wanted to do. Well, it all starts with our retirement checkup. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari, network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all my fabulous producers back there, Dora, Felicia, Phil, Claire, and Dan, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Have a great weekend. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life. And the sun's coming up.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.
A Kojo Media Experience.